We need their talent. We're one of the most talented communities in the world. If we don't utilize these talents, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them. Look at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used everyone around him and he used their different talents. In our communities now, we have artists, we have professional people, we have athletes, we have people who are involved in all type of different spheres who we can utilize to work in our communities and help us to fulfill making a positive commitment and a positive contribution to our societies and our countries as citizens of those countries. Look at, for example, Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu. Hassan was a poet, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was attacked by the Quraysh through a poem. And he asked different companions to write poems in order to answer the Quraysh. And finally, Hassan, he came. And the Prophet Muhammad wasn't pleased with what the others had written, and he asked Hassan radiallahu anhu to write something on behalf of the defense of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, here's an important point. Hassan radiallahu anhu is not famous for narrating a large number of hadith or memorizing a lot of actions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and relating them, these hadith. Nor is he known for being a courageous warrior or someone who was very strong in the battlefield. Why? Because he wasn't talented in those areas. He was talented as a poet. And here the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's taking advantage of this. And he's exploiting this talent of Hassan for the greater good. Developing Hassan as a person, showing him that you can contribute something to our community and give something back to our community. What can we do now in Islamic centers? We should have a survey. We should ask people, what are you good at? What do you like to do? What can you do to contribute something to our Islamic center? Then we can take that and study that and talk with people, develop their talents and get them actively involved in our community. Hassan radiallahu anhu, he became enraged when he heard what the people of Quraysh had said about the Prophet Muhammad. So he said, I'm going to write a poem and I will cut them with my words like leather is cut with a knife. Now the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had to tell Hassan, wait, because some of my lineage is amongst these people, and if you attack them, this is not good. Now Hassan has a problem, he doesn't know anything about lineages. But the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he has another companion who does, and that was Abu Bakr. And subhanAllah, in the Sahih of Al-Bukhari, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he brings Hassan and Abu Bakr together, why? To fuse these two talents, to contribute something positive to the community. And what happened? They sat down together and Hassan radiallahu anhu, he wrote the poem, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he's guiding Hassan. Don't say this, say this. Don't say this, say this. Don't say this, do this, do this. Allahu Akbar. Look how the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is using their talents for the greater good. The Prophet Muhammad also did this prior to even being a prophet. We know that when the argument appeared amongst the Quraysh as to where to put the stone in the Kaaba, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he could have easily taken the stone by himself and put it in the Kaaba. But what did he ask? Everyone to hold onto the mantle and lift the stone up. What? Getting everyone involved. In our community now, we're losing young people. We're losing people because they feel that they're not wanted. They feel that they're not needed. They might come and they might not be the best Muslims in the world. Still, we should keep the doors open. We should try to work with them, encourage them, let them feel that we're their brothers and sisters, that we want the good for them, and use the talents that they have to benefit our community, to bring good to people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever does an atom's weight of good, and good here is nakira, means any type of good, then inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them. We need to get people involved. Do the khayrat, support this religion, work for this religion, bring something positive to the communities around us. Let them see that we're good people. We're not for violence, we're not for harming others, we're against terrorism, we're against the wanton killing of innocents. We're here to contribute something positive to our countries, to our communities that we live in. So the ways of doing good are many. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used Salman al-Farsi, who devised the idea of building the trench in the Battle of Khandaq. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used Amr ibn As as a general, as a leader, as someone who could lead people, a thinker. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam employed Khalid bin Walid. And there's an important point here. Khalid bin Walid, he wasn't a scholar. He wasn't an alim. Many times we think that, you know, the person has to be a scholar in order to contribute something to the community. No, of course, scholars are our leaders and we listen to them and we take guidance from them. But also, the vast majority of people who are scholars are very little. Amongst the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you had 7 major fuqaha and 13 others who were considered moderate fuqaha. The vast majority of the companions were not scholars, were not ulama, but still they worked for the cause of the religion and they took scholarship as their guide. Here we take the lesson. Khalid bin Walid, he only knew around 10 surahs. But he used to, subhanAllah, make mistakes in the Qur'an when he used to lead the salah. He wasn't a scholar, he wasn't an alim, but still, the Prophet ﷺ nurtured his talent, encouraged his talent, and brought him out as a source of benefit for others. Zayd ibn Thabit, radiallahu anhu, the Prophet ﷺ saw in him a great talent and asked him to learn the Hebrew language, which he did, subhanAllah, in a period of 2 weeks. Muawiyah, the son of Abu Sufyan, who was a great writer, the Prophet ﷺ used him as a scribe. Umar, radiallahu anhu, who knew how to negotiate with people, was used by the Prophet ﷺ in this way. Aisha bint Abi Bakr, radiallahu anha, was seen as a person who had a great memory, a great ability to encompass mass amounts of knowledge. The Prophet ﷺ taught her and raised her and gave her this knowledge. So here we see the Prophet ﷺ developing different talents in the community. There's not a one-way street that can be found in a community. It has to be made up of different talents of different people, thereby pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's important for those of you listening who feel like, man, I'm not a good Muslim, you know. I'm not a good Muslimah. I don't wear hijab. I'm away from the masjid. I don't pray. Subhanallah. Try your best. Welcome back. Come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And communities, get these young people active. Get them out there supporting the cause of our faith and presenting our faith in the proper light to others. The third area that we can focus on in order to have a sound understanding and contribute to the legacy of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and leave our legacy as people is to realize that we should have high ambitions and goals. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he ordered us to ask for paradise, he didn't just say ask for paradise, but he said ask for Jannatul Firdaus, ask for the highest level of paradise. Thus the Muslim should shoot high for his ambitions and goals in life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, compete and race for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يَأْتِي بِكُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا, compete and race in the doing of good wherever you are, because indeed you're going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ambition should be high. The goal should be high. In fact, one of the conditions of the student of knowledge is to have a high ambition, to have high goals. That's why they used to say, وَكُنْ فِي اقْتِبَاسِ الْعِلْمِ طَلَّعَ أَنْجُدِي, and be in the acquisition of knowledge, be in that someone who shoots for high, high goals, high, high aims, so that inshaAllah ta'ala you can bring something good to the people inshaAllah ta'ala. In the beginning of the lecture, we mentioned the story of those youth in the Kaaba. Look at the ambition. Look at the drive. Look at subhanAllah, the hope that they have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how all of them, mashaAllah, bifadlillahi ta'ala, they reach those goals and they reach those aims. Now the question arises, how to reach these lofty ambitions? Number one, you have to identify your talent. What is your talent? What can you do? How can you benefit your society? How can you benefit your community? How can you benefit the country that you live in as a citizen of that country? What can you actualize and exploit to bring good to others? So what you can do is go home and make a list of 3 or 4 qualities that you feel you excel at. If you only have 1 quality, write 1 quality. If you only have 2 qualities, write 2 qualities. If you have only 3 or 4, write 3 or 4. But I don't advise you to write more than 4. Then what you can do after recognizing these qualities is make some goals for your community, where you can contribute. And after you write down these goals, then you should break these goals down into parts and see, how can I actualize, inshaAllah ta'ala, these goals? How can I contribute these goals, looking at them as a roadmap, so to speak? And then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after you write down these 4 objectives and you break them down into different parts and analyze them, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, accept this from me. Oh Allah, put khair in this for me. Oh Allah, please allow me to achieve some of these goals that will be pleasing to you, Ya Rabb. Now many of us, maybe we feel that the acquisition of goals and objectives is something which really, you know, a Muslim should be humble and a Muslim should be weak or whatever. But look at Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu. Whenever he used to wake up in the morning, he used to say, Oh Allah, make me from the greatest of your servants. Min a'zam ibadik. Oh Allah, make me from the greatest of your servants in receiving khair from you and guidance from you and being kept away from being astray and being of benefit to others. This brings to mind the statement of Allama Iqbal rahimahullah ta'ala, who said, subhanallah, the believer who is weak when it comes to the qada and the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he uses this qada and this qadr as an excuse. But al-mu'min al-qawi, but the strong believer, he is the qada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. Subhanallah, make lofty ambitions for yourself. Not something that's completely impossible to reach, but something that you know inshaAllah, you have a talent, you can use that talent, and one day inshaAllah ta'ala, you'll do something and you'll contribute something positive. I remember one time in Santa Clara, California, our brothers and sisters who work at Cisco, they had a dream of putting on some type of event explaining Islam to their co-workers. At the time, many people thought this will be impossible. No one will ever be able to do this. But mashallah, the brothers, they worked with their company, they worked with their interfaith group, and they were allowed, alhamdulillah, by their company to put on a very, very nice presentation, introducing Islam and explaining the doubts about Islam to others, and being involved with other groups and non-Muslims in their community, taking part with them and sharing with them. This is the best way to eliminate these doubts and questions about Muslims being subversive in society and so on and so forth, is to be involved. And mashallah, I was blessed to attend that event. And I was so surprised to see even Cisco, mashallah, they filmed the entire event and put it on their company website. And after that, other Muslims in the Silicon Valley became very excited. Oracle and other companies began to do the same thing. SubhanAllah, these brothers had a simple goal. But mashallah, they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They talked to the scholars and they actualized this goal by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can do the same thing. Try to get involved inshallah in your community and actualize some great goals.